It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, August 19th, 2016. Today is the birthday of 18th century English novelist Samuel Richardson, born on this date in 1689 in Derbyshire, the son of a London joiner, or skilled woodworker specializing in finished carpentry, doors, windows, and cabinet work. Samuel Richardson had little formal education, although his family had hoped he would become a priest. Due to the family's lack of money, in 1707 he was apprenticed to a printer in London. 13 years later, he set up his own shop as a stationer and printer and became one of the leading figures in the London trade. As a printer, his output included political writing, such as the Tory periodical The True Briton, two newspapers, The Daily Journal and The Daily Gazetteer, together with 26 volumes of the Journals of the House of Commons and general law printing. Richardson had married his employer's daughter, Martha Wilde, and they had 6 children. Sadly, Martha and all the children died. He married again and had 6 more children, although 2 of them also perished of childhood illnesses. Richardson's literary career began after he was in his 50s and well established as a printer, when 2 booksellers proposed that he should compile a volume of model letters for unskilled letter writers. While preparing this work, he became fascinated by the project and a small sequence of letters from a daughter in service asking her father's advice when threatened by her master's advances formed the beginning of his first novel, Pamela, or Virtue Rewarded, in 1740. It is considered by most literary historians to be the first true novel in English, just edging out other such contenders as Robinson Crusoe, Moll Flanders, and Gulliver's Travels. Pamela was a huge success and had something of a cult following. By May 1741, it reached a 4th edition and was dramatized in Italy by Goldoni as well as in England. Richardson's other most popular work, also regarded today as his best work, is Clarissa, or The History of a Young Lady, published in 1747. This novel is the tragic story of a girl who runs off with her seducer, but is later abandoned. At just under 1 million words, it is also the longest novel ever written in English. Richardson's novels were enormously popular in their day. Although he's been accused of being a verbose and sentimental storyteller, hardly a surprise in view of the length and subject of his masterpiece, his emphasis on detail, his psychological insights into women, and his dramatic technique have earned him a prominent place among English novelists. His last novel, The History of Sir Charles Grandison, appeared in 1753. He received great fame for his writing and had many admirers. He had his critics and detractors, too, most notably his chief rival Henry Fielding, who parodied his work unmercifully, much to the delight of the reading public in Great Britain and North America. Richardson died in 1761 and is buried in St. Bride's Church in London. I'm J.D. Reader. And this is the Reader's Notebook for August 19th, 2016. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.